Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honest to God who's head of our life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Freestyle Friday. The scripture for this morning is Nehemiah 8 and 10. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. For the day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah in 8 says, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. If you want to speak, all you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you guys so very much for joining us this morning. I am Apostle Elect, Daniel Douglas, along with none other than Shema Douglas, really that encourages my strength through the Word of God, what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on today. We thank God for you. We thank God for your continued support, as always. We've already had our scripture. Let us go into a virtual fervent prayer on this morning. Let us go. Lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this chance to come before you to share in this day and in this great moment in time on this broadcast this morning, God. Our prayer this morning, God, is that you would take the reins of this message and take the reins of this broadcast, God, take the reins of this day, God, and be God and be big in our life, God. We pray that, God, as the speaker comes on this morning, that you that they will be an encouragement and a strength to them that are under the sound of our voice, Father God. God, we bless, magnify, glorify, and edify your mighty and rich name. And unto you, God, we give everything, and we say thank you in advance. And as always, guys, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. As always, guys, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning as well. We thank you guys for taking out that time to come and be a part of today's broadcast, and we hope that what is being said and done is an encouragement to you. We want to make sure that we acknowledge all of our pastors and apostles and missionaries that are in those great countries that they are on that missionary field doing the work. Thank you for your stand. Thank you that you have not taken your hand from the plow. You have continued to do the work of the Lord. We want you to know that we have not forgotten about you, that we're consistently and constantly praying for you and with you, and know that God is going to be faithful to do just what he promised he's going to do. Keep your head up, keep your heart up, keep your mind up, and know that even in this, God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Amen? So let us go ahead and acknowledge those great countries. Those countries this morning are United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Ghana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Saudi Arabia, we have Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, we have the United Kingdom, we have Mexico, and we have Israel. Thank you guys so much for just joining in and being a what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And remember that we love you so very much, and we appreciate you for your continued support and your continued staying and being steadfast in what you do with us on a day-to-day basis. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray with and for you. Amen. Guys, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Not by are the temple, you are the voice, we are your song. You are our God, we are your people, you are the light, we stand in awe.
That he did. than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin, because of the blood. Silver or gold, the blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. Most of all,
I'm
born again,
free from sin,
I am
free from sin,
because
of
the blood.
Good morning. Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning on our Freestyle Friday broadcast. Listen, guys, we have our guest that's on this morning. We're just excited about what she has to share on this morning with us about her businesses and what she does. And we just want to make sure that you guys get some pen and some paper, because I believe this morning you're going to get some really good information, some really good knowledge on how to handle and deal with your business issues and circumstances that you guys may be going through, some of the pitfalls and some of the things that she's going through, that'll help you get over your hump and get you over that stale place that you guys are doing in your businesses on this morning. We have with us this morning none other than our friend and our sister, Apostle Joy. Apostle Joy, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. Listen, go ahead and introduce yourself and let the people know about you, and we'll start with the questions after that.
Okay. Good morning. I am Joy Anton. I am located in the beautiful city of Houston, Texas. Been in ministry for over 18 years. I am a worship dancer, and I love what I do. I am a minister of the gospel, of course, and I've been in business since 2015. I was kind of forced into being pushed out of the boat, actually. God made me walk on water, even when I wasn't ready. I left the 9-to-5 job, and I've been doing entrepreneurship ever since. And it's just become a part of me, no matter what, just business. So, and kingdom business, I should say. So I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful for the opportunity to build a kingdom in every way possible that I can. And I want to thank you and your beautiful wife for allowing me to come on to speak about it.
Okay, awesome. Tell the people good morning, woman of God. Let the people know where are you from and what actually made you, just besides God pushing you, what else gave you the strength to go through and open up your and start doing it really full time now?
Well, I am from Texas, the great state of Texas. And what made me start was actually I had a baby, my first child with my husband, and there were some things that were going on with his job in terms of scheduling, and we weren't ready to really put her in daycare. And so we kind of had to juggle our schedules, and it became to a point where they continued to harass him on his job, and I just sought the Lord. And at that point I was making flags, and I had not perfected the flags yet, but God was saying, you need to hurry up, basically, because I'm going to show you something. And I didn't know what the Lord was telling me, you know, because I was really preparing for a conference, and I was using someone else's weapons of warfare, I should say, and they didn't want me to use them anymore. So I had to find a really quick way to make flags. Never sewn a day in my life. I had a brand new sewing machine in my garage that I had never used over 7 years. And the Lord just told me, I'm going to make your hands work. So I got on YouTube and I started learning how to make flags, and I've been doing it ever since. And it was just a push. I went ahead and quit so they could stop harassing my husband, but they still harassed him. But I was there with my baby. And so that was my main priority, is to make sure that she was taken care of and I didn't have to spend extra money in terms of the daycare just so I can work. So he ended up still working, and I became a real fast entrepreneur.
Okay. Let the people know what all that you do. Well, all I don't want to tell them, but you let them know what all that you do. Because some might not know, I'm sure a lot of people have heard your name and seen your anointed dancing and flagging. Let them know what all that you do in your business.
Okay. I have a couple of businesses. I have a worship arts training school called The Prophetic Shift, which has three levels and is going on its fifth year. I make worship instruments and garments. The worship instruments are the worship flags. I'm very known for my flagging or my flag products. I make the overlays to cover the worshiper. And then I have the Shift Printing Company, which started this year in April. And I was very nervous about it, but all I knew is that God wanted me to do something else, venture into new things. I have my own brand called I Work War Worship, and I needed to make some more shirts. So the Lord told me, okay, well, I'm going to provide for you everything that you need, and I need you to make your shirts. I need you to do a soft relaunch. And the soft relaunch went well. Come to find out people wanted me to start making their shirts. I didn't want to because I didn't know how to. And I just remember the word that God told me, he said, I'm going to teach your hands to work. So I've actually learned how to make other people's shirts in different designs. I'm not a graphic designer. So people do bring their logo or their design to me, and I'm able to put it on a shirt, hoodie, pants, bag. I also make tumblers in terms of stainless steel tumblers, the etching of the tumblers that I'm actually trying to perfect at this moment. So God has graced me to be multifaceted in many different things, and that's one thing that I like in terms of being just versatile in everything in terms of business.
Amen, amen. Again, as well, thank you so much again for coming on. What was one of the most difficult parts when you started launching out into entrepreneurship? What was one of the most difficult things that you faced?
I think just really getting started. And even in this time is, you know, the uncertainty of business with COVID and the loss of jobs in terms of financials and everything. But it was just really having faith to go ahead and do what God has told me to do. Not knowing what the outcome would be or if anybody would see or hear or even want, just to just go ahead and do it, just overcoming fear and just the uncertainties in terms of the economy and everything. But we know God can and will provide, just to continue to overcome that fear of wanting to give up when it doesn't look like it's going the way that it should. Just have faith.
Okay. If you have a team, what do you tell your team when they get discouraged? Because, you know, just like we know, when you're doing something for God, the devil set up roadblocks, and he used the people that you love to knock you down or tell you something that's not encouraging. What do you tell your team when that happens?
I'm a one person business right now, but if I had a team, I'm going to base it off of ministry, if that's okay, and we can put it in that aspect too. If I had a team, I would say don't look at the present moment. Don't look at what we're facing right now. Look towards the future. Continue to move towards the future. Continue to strive. Continue to work, because we can't get to where we want to be or desire to be if we stop, if we meditate on the things or the people that don't believe in us, the things that will hold us back. You make those stumbling blocks stepping stones to go into the next and to go to your next level and go to your dream, to conquer your dream or to achieve your purpose and your destiny, because it may be your business that may save someone else's life. So And as crazy as that may sound, anything that we do, we have to make sure that we do unto the Lord every single thing. That's not crazy, but in terms of our business or our ministry being a lifesaver for someone else. So it can be something on a shirt that you may have printed and they say, where you get that shirt from, or the quality of the work, or whatever it may be. Just tell the team, hey, keep focused. This is a test. Let's keep focused. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep striving. Let's keep moving. Because stagnant water won't get us anywhere. It doesn't produce life. Stagnant water stinks. It becomes a stench. So we want to continue to be ever flowing, ever moving. And that's where the Shift Printing Company actually has its motto, always moving to another level of excellence. Because we can't stop growing. We can't stop learning. Mistakes will be made. We learn from those mistakes and just keep moving. So discouragement will come. Downtimes will come. There'll be quiet times or no business. The times we're busy will stop. So we can't focus on that. We'll just start planning for the next thing, planning for the next level, or looking for other avenues to produce income, because we are creative. God is a creative being. So being that he lives within us and he has created us in his likeness and image, we are always creating, whether it can be the smallest idea or the biggest idea. It's something that God has equipped us to do, so we just got to continue to create, continue to pray, continue to stay focused and be encouraged. Sometimes we just got to encourage ourselves when things don't go right, so just continue to stay encouraged and faithful.
When did you have that aha moment? Like, I really did that. God really did this just for me. When did you have that moment?
Whew, I think I had that moment every time I turned that key to my office. Because there were times when I didn't think I would be able to turn the key to the office because it wouldn't get paid, or I didn't have enough to pay it, or the sales didn't come in, or that fear would try to come in. But then God would, of course, step in and say, here, I did it again. I did it again. I did it again. You can't give up. You can't stop. Because I have need of you. The world has need of you. Those that wear your clothing or need printing, they have need of you. The people that need flags or garments, they have need of you. So I'm going to continue to do it until the assignment is complete. So I think every single time I'll awaken and say, I got to go to the office, or I got to order, or just turning the key, getting in the car, turning the key and coming to the office, is that that this is it, this is God. Because I know me, a 9-to-5 job, stable, have check, paycheck, whatever you want to call it, and to go from a stable check to just totally dependent on God wholeheartedly is just, like I said, a leap of faith in its own. So that's why I say every time I can get up and turn the key to my car, turn the key to my office, is that that aha moment. This is God. So any little thing I would say would be that moment. This is nothing but God.
Amen. Do you have a do and do not list that you go by?
Oh, I am yet still working on that. I do have a do list, like get in and do. And don't be lazy, because I'm being honest, I can get tired most of the time, even though my mind is going a million miles a minute, trying to figure out, trying to plan, trying to structure. My physical body may get tired, or I might want to take a nap. Let me take a nap. Let me go. And then the day is gone. Or let me do this, and then the main thing that I'm supposed to do is something else. So I would say your main thing is to make sure you prioritize each day. And that's one thing that, like I said, I'm still working on. You start from the time you wake up to the time you shut it down for the evening. And when you go home, leave work at work. And that's kind of something that I'm still trying to work on, because, like I said, my mind is going a million miles a minute, trying to make sure that, when next day when I go in, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, and I'm trying to shut it down to where, make sure it doesn't interfere with family, daughter, or anything like that at home, because you can get burned out. And that's one thing I would tell any business owner, make sure you take time for yourself, make sure you treat yourself, reward yourself. When you complete something, you don't always have to do it, but make sure you take time for you. Make sure you take away time, you know, so you can regroup. Because me personally, I would take on task after task after task, and I've gotten burned out before. So I would encourage them not to overwhelm themselves, not to do too much, because like I said, you just overwhelm and you get tired. But to take time, breathe, take a staycation, a vacation for a couple of days to where you can come back, regroup, ready and refreshed. I think the overwhelming part of a business will get anybody kind of up in arms. So do not overwhelm yourself. Pace yourself. Prioritize. And just be careful who you let in your space, because if not, those people will distract you from doing what you need to do. And then you will get behind and more behind to where you just say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I'm going back in the workforce. And so that's another regrouping that you would have to do. So just make sure you prioritize your day. Make sure you watch who's in your ear. Don't get lazy. Don't get complacent. Don't get comfortable. Stay uncomfortable, because it seems like when we're uncomfortable, that's when we do our best. So we want to make sure that we just stay on top of our games and stay on top of our own mindset.
Amen, amen. That's some good advice. That's some really good advice. If you could write a letter, if you could write a letter to your, let's say, 16-year-old self, what would you say in that letter to her?
Wow. Basically, let me see. 16, what was I doing when I... I'm dating myself. I don't even remember what I was doing when I was 16. I think I was in high school. I was in high school. I would tell myself that the road ahead, of course, will be rough. It's not going to be what you think it is. You're going to work hard, have to work hard. You're going to have to stay focused. And believe in yourself, because you're going to be alone most of the time, and those that you thought would support you, they really won't. Those that say that they love you, later on you'll find out that they really don't. So just continue to stay focused on God, continue to hear from God, establish that relationship, and dream big. Dream big. Whatever God shows you, write it down. If He's showing it for you for a reason, just write it down. So when that comes to pass, you can write that date down and see how long it took. Even though it may not seem like it came fast enough, it's in God's timing. So you may not see it now, but guarantee you it's going to happen. Your dreams are going to be fulfilled. Your purpose, the purpose and your destiny will be established. So just be encouraged. Love yourself. Love God. Love others. And watch God's hand move you in the direction where He needs you to go.
Amen. 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 I know I kind of caught you off guard with that one. I know. That was kind of off guard, but you know, sometimes that's one of the things that I think that people don't realize is that if we had the opportunity to go back in time and change some things, or go back in time to speak to some things or speak to some places that we could have fixed, you know, we could, you know. What would we say to ourselves when we do that, you know? And that's the reason why we ask that question, because a lot of times we really don't realize that, you know, sometimes it's just important for us to kind of like rewind and say, okay, you know, if I could have had this opportunity to do this or this opportunity to do that, would I do this or would I do that? So this brings me to my next question. In the time that you have done what you've been doing, in the time that you've been doing the flagging and your your academy, what would you change if you could?
What could I change? I really honestly I can't say that. Why? Because even if I wanted to, it wouldn't be my plan. I have to remember that everything that has transpired and will transpire is according to his plan. I think if I would not have listened and did what I was supposed to do in terms of stepping out, if I would have been disobedient and stayed on the job, that I would, of course, I wouldn't be in the very position that I am in. I could go personal, but that may be a little bit deep. So I'm going to stay on a business aspect of it. So just in terms of business, I wouldn't change anything. The personal, that's different. Yeah.
Personal is different, and you know, this, and I understand. You know, we are very, you know, we're very big on being transparent. But it, like you said, sometimes it's just good. We could say that. We could table that for another time. When she gets you on Women's Day Thursday, maybe you can share a little bit of that on Women's Day Thursday.
I'll share it then.
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. You know, because a lot of times, seriously, a lot of times people don't understand. They, my bishop would say it like this. He used to say it like this. He said, "You see the glory, but you don't know the story."
Right.
You see the end product, but you don't see the hell that we went through to get to the end product. Process.
And still go through.
Oh, come on now. The process. People don't realize that when you go through the process. See, because sometimes, and this is one of the things that I had the opportunity to share with a brother that we had on our Mad Abundant podcast. And I was saying the same. So, you know, we were saying that people don't realize that they think that the process is a bad thing. But in actuality, if you look at life, if you look at just everything in general, the fabric that you touch on a day-to-day basis to make the flag, the product that the fabric that you touch to make the T-shirts, the paper, the laminate, and all that stuff. All of that had to go through a process in order for it to be a perfected ended product. It had to go through that process, and it had to go through that shifting and that change. And a lot of times, that's what we forget. We forget that in order for God to make us that end product, in order for us to be that finished product that everybody sees, that anointing that we have on our life when we stand up to preach God's word, that anointing when you get up to flag and to dance, that came through process, that came through the fire. I had an opportunity to share a couple of months ago on a prayer line. We talked about think it not strange when fiery trials, which are to try you. And that's where the message came from, which are to try. You don't think it's strange, because they were designed to do this. This was the reason I felt the Holy Ghost when I said that. This is the reason why we have to understand that no matter where we are or what we're going through, God has already orchestrated and set up a plan and put that thing together and said, okay, this is where you're going to be at right here. You have to go through this. You have to go through the fire. You have to go through the flood. You have to go through the heartache, the pain, the frustration, the anger, the being left, the feeling of being left, the feeling of being abandoned, the feeling of people telling you that you can't make it, the feeling of not making it to the place where you need to make it to. And God says at the end of this, after you get through being processed, after you've been going through the fire, this is what you look like. He said, you're going to bring your forefathers pure gold. That's the part that I love so much about it. After you'd have been through the fire, you know, the goldsmith, they skim all the stuff off the top. And see, sometimes the fire is designed just to bring all that stuff that's in us out of us. And so that's how we get to that end product. That's how we get to where we are. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing. We have one more question, and this is our last question for you. What is it that you would tell to the individual on the other end of these calls? Those that are listening in, what would you tell them to encourage them this morning? Those that are just starting their businesses, the ones that have got that are starting in their living room, starting in their little business office at the house, and trying to get that thing started. What would you tell them this morning?
I tell them two things. Do it afraid. Do it afraid. That's the only way you're going to conquer your fear. Don't look at how you start. Don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise. I started in my hall. I was in my office, crammed up with sewing machines and all of this other stuff, trying to move around until God moved me into my own office. And I was afraid because I quote unquote did not know. So I don't despise small beginnings and do it afraid. Do it even when you're uncomfortable or you're unsure. Don't look at where you are now. Always just look towards the future. Look at where you see yourself could be, you know, the 5-year plan, 10-year plan that they tell us to write in high school or when you're doing a vision board, where do you see yourself? Remember that plan. Remember that vision and just move towards that vision. Everything else on that particular board will fall into place. And so when you get to that main thing, you'll be like, oh, like you said, this was the process. I had to go through all of this in order to get to that. So do it afraid. Do it afraid. Go out there and put it on paper and watch God move that thing. That's the one thing. You just have to make sure you stay faithful to God and he will stay faithful to you. Continue to hear him in terms of directions, in terms of your business, especially if it's kingdom business, because every business is not kingdom business, but glory be to God, especially if it's kingdom business, okay? Just make sure that you hear from him because it's edifying him, it's giving him glory, and it's building the other people. Your business will encourage other people to be in business because they'll see the perseverance, they'll see the persistency, they'll see the consistency in terms of how hard you work and continue to work hard. Continue to work hard. Continue to plan. Continue to push and don't quit because let me tell you, somebody told me, or I say it sometimes too, if you never wanted to quit ministry, you're not in ministry. If you never wanted to quit your business, you're not really in business. Because it gets hard. It gets tedious. And you're like, you know what? This ain't for me. But then all of a sudden, here comes this voice. God will send a voice. God will send a reminder. God will send a push. He'll send a wind to push you into that direction where, hey, this is where you're going. Don't stop. You can't look back. And then sometimes it's like a gale force wind. It's like a hurricane force wind where it just, okay, I'm going to quit. And then all of a sudden, bam, you have people calling you here, people calling you there. So just stay focused and don't quit and do it afraid.
Amen. Do it afraid. That'll preach. That'll preach like that. Do it afraid. Do it for you. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you for coming on. We're going to pray, and then we're going to let you share how they can get in contact with you if they want to come to the school, if they want to get some flags made and whatever other iron that you have in the fire to share with the people. We're going to go ahead and pray, and then once we do that, we'll let you share. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the woman of God. Even as she sat, God, in her office this morning, God, our prayer this morning, God, God, that you would send the overflow. Father, we pray that every thing that is attached to the woman of God is blessed. Father, we command that thing, God, that the enemy has desired to use a weapon against her to keep her before God, to keep her from walking in her blessed place, her best place in you. God, we cancel it at the root. We command every weapon of warfare that the enemy has been assigned to use, God. We know the weapon shall be formed. We know that the weapon shall be fired. God, we even know that the weapon will hit its target. But God, it shall not prosper. God, let her have the strength to stand in the fight. Let her have the strength to stand in the faith. Lord, let her have the strength to stand in the vision, God, that you have bestowed and put into her life and into her mind and into her hair and into her hands, God. God, we thank you that you will continue, Lord God, God, to provide and meet every need, God, the overflow that continue to fall in her life even now. God, let her understand and know, God. God, even though the enemy may be at her gate, Lord God, she has nothing to fear. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. So, God, we thank you for her having that fear of the Lord, standing and knowing that he is God, and he is God all by himself. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all she can ask or think. God, we thank you for your tender mercies and graces, God. God, that is walking and continuing in her life, God, in the mighty and rich and powerful name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you,
amen.
Woman. God, go ahead and let the people know how did you get in contact with you, and what all those great assignments that God's put into your care.
Okay, if you would like, you can connect with me on Facebook. Send me a message, Joy J-O-Y space L dot space Anton A-N-T-O-N. Just search me up. And send me a message and let me know what you are in need of, and I'll do my best to help you. Or you can look up the Shift Printing Company for your printing needs, whether it be T-shirts or bags or even tumblers. The Shift Printing Company is on Facebook. So just type that whole thing in terms of the company. You'll see my picture with my apron saying the Shift on it. So just send me a message there if you would like some T-shirts or hoodies. It's hoodie season right now. So so be sure to get your printing needs done by the Shift, because we're always moving to another level of excellence.
Amen. 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 And as they say in the Baptist Church, go govern yourself according to the announcements. Amen. Go and check out the woman. Go and check out the Woman of God Facebook page and check out her business page. And make sure you guys that are under the sound of our voices, go and patronize her. Let her get your conference going. Let her get your church event on the market, on the place. I honestly believe that this is the season that we should be sharing with someone. We give enough to the world. We give enough to the world. Let us sow back into the kingdom, because it's in the kingdom is where he said our inheritance is among the sanctified. So let us go among those that are with sanctified hands to do the work that God has bestowed upon their life. We got some good saved folk that make T-shirts. You don't know what you're putting on your body. Nah, you don't know who that did what to wear to who the night before and then coming in and making your shirt. Amen. So you don't know what they got going on in their office. You know what I'm talking about. It's sanctified folk, good saved sanctified folk. You know, let them do your business with. Amen. So listen, reach out to the woman of God. Let her take you to the next level in what you're trying to do in your business and your church service or whatever it is that you guys have going on. Listen, Apostle Joy, hold on for a moment. We're going to go to a quick musical break, and you guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be right back.
Show me your face, fill up this space, My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now. Now
show me your face.
Oh, what?
Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen? It's a generation. Embrace this. Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
You already know though. Check it out. Hey,
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you. Everybody that's up in here, though your blessings so it's clear, I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you.
Wanna show you that it's earth.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well, they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you. Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you.
About me, you can hear me telling in my testimony. He's all you say, he's all. Trust me, and we're going up. He gonna rain down victories. Everything that you need, he can guarantee. Love that will make you whole, let it overflow. So here's where I'll be. I just gotta let you know.
Wanna ask how long I'll be here? I sit forever. I'll be loving you. Everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'll be loving you.
Neither the hurt, neither the hate, neither the time I gotta wait, neither the death will separate. Change my mind. Never done the love of God.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here.
Of the storm and rain, heartache and pain. still declaring I made it through. See, I didn't lose. Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of all of it, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony. In spite of the storm and rain,
in spite of the storm and rain,
heartache and pain,
I'm still alive, declaring
that I made it
through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss,
and a major cost,
but I never lost.
Strengthen you on this morning and let you know that even in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through, know that your testing and your trials and your tribulations, even though it may seem difficult, even though it may seem complicated, even though the places that you may be in may be a place where you don't understand. I get it, because sometimes the storms of life are raging, and when they come against your life, the most difficult thing is in a storm is the fact that it seems like it's overwhelming and it's overtaking your life. But I want to let you know. I want to use this morning the story of Peter walking out onto the water. And when the storm of life, the storms of life that comes may be just like that physical storm that the disciples was in, and They're on that water, and the water is coming into that boat, and the water just beating up against their ship. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Peter looks up and he sees Jesus walking on the water. And everybody else around them, around Peter, saw Jesus walking on the water, but they assumed out of their fear. Can I help you this morning? Out of their fear, they thought that it might have been a ghost. They thought it was, quote unquote, an apparition, as they called it. They thought that it was something strange. But in actuality, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, our storms are designed to perfect our vision. Come here and let me help you real quick. Our storms are designed to perfect our vision, our storm. We'll say it again because that helps somebody this morning. Our storms, ladies and gentlemen, are designed to perfect our vision. We have to understand that no matter what it is that we may be going through, our trials and our tests and our pains and our heartaches and our end times and down times and in-between times, the storms, come here, is designed to help us with our vision. He has set this thing before us to let us know that even though it may be difficult, it may be complex, it may not even feel right, it may even sound right, they done walked out your life, they done talked about you, they done pulled out the finances, they done pulled out the support, they done pulled out the venue on you, they done said that they ain't going to do it, they not gonna deal with you no more. But I stopped by this morning to let you know that in your storm, your vision is being perfected. Don't allow the situation or circumstance or situation, because there are others that are around you that has misdiagnosed, come here, what this storm is about. Because watch here, they done said that it's all your fault. Come here, let me bless you, take your blessed place. They done told you the reason why we in this is all because of you. Lord, preach this thing this morning. The reason why you're here is because of your negativity. The reason why you're here is because of what you've done and because of what you said. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, come on here. God let this storm come because what he wants you to do, he wants you to be able to tell the difference between the ones who are with you and the ones who are against you. Oh, Lord, help me. See, real storms, people of God, does a couple of things, and I'm gonna get on out of here. I just wanted to tap this into your spirit, and I'm going to go ahead on the ride on about here. First thing is, the storm is designed to teach you who you are. Come on here. The storm that you go through today is designed to teach you who you are. It's designed to teach you that you're stronger, watch this here, than what people think. Can I help you a little bit further? Can I bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and go get on and give you some important instructions right up in here? The storm is also designed to show you that you're stronger than what this here. You see yourself as. Come on and let me help you. Your storm is designed to show you that you're stronger. Come here and sit down and give me about 45 seconds to show you that you're stronger than what you think. Because watch this here. You didn't think that you were going to be able to come through it. You thought that you weren't going to be able to make it. You thought that you weren't going to be able to see it on the other side. Good God, you thought that you were not qualified. But I stopped by this morning to let you know that the storm is designed to show you who you are. The second thing is the storm is designed to show you who other people are. Come on. The storm is designed to show you the other folk that's on the other side. Come on here. That's looking in. The ones that come here, give me about 30, 40 seconds. The ones that sit up there and the ones that you thought was with you, the ones that you thought, the ones that was patting you on your back, but at the same time stabbing you in the back. Come on, don't come here. The ones that was sitting up there saying, you're doing good to your face, but behind your back, come here. They was, and I know they ain't gonna make it, girl. I was sitting there with them, and I saw the fear in their eyes. I saw him trembling and shivering. I saw him being afraid. I saw him losing power. But listen to me real close. God, let me know, let me stop by this morning to let you know that even though they saw what they saw, come here, there was something working behind the scenes. You may be feared and trembling, but God says, work out your own soul salvation in fear and trembling. You may have did it like the woman of God said, do it afraid. You stepped out and you did this thing, even though you were afraid, even though this thing was what would it, you had your knees knocking, had your mind running, had your heart running. God wants you to know this morning that you can do this thing, even though your situation or circumstance may be looking kind of shaky, but God says, I am in the midst of it. And the third and the final thing this morning, God wants you to know that this storm has been designed to show you that I can speak peace in chaos. He can speak peace in your chaos. God, son, Adabashande, Nina no Mosha, who am I talking to this morning? There is yet a God in your chaos. God, your situation and circumstance may not even look like it's gonna work for your good. But I want you to know that this morning, that even in this, God will speak in your chaos. He will let you know that even though in this action, even though in this transition, even though the tears may be flowing, even though your heart and your soul and your spirit and your physical man may be going through it, God said, I will speak peace. I'll say, peace, me that I'm shy, be still. Can I give you my 3 points in a poem and get on out of here? Peace, be still. There is a peace that's attached to your storm. Only thing you got to do is look for God in the midst of it. Look for your Savior in the midst of it. Stop looking at how bad it may look. Look for the peace in this thing. God has designed this thing to be a place of peace. Peace is established not only just in you, but peace is established for you. God will speak Nasha Dore Te Tambang Dobo Koraba Shatan Didi. God will speak peace in your life. God will speak peace, Sabasha, in every part of who you are. God will speak peace because peace, my God, is what you is what is the end result of your chaos. Peace, people of God, will be established. But you have to understand that even though the situation may look overwhelming, the seas was boisterous, as the scripture describes it. In other words, they were very aggressive. The waves were very aggressive. Your situation, people of God, is aggressive. But know that in this place of being aggressive, God is yet in control. God is yet in control. He will do just what he said. He'll make a river in the desert. He will dry your tears, and he'll give you strength for your journey. Don't lose it in this place of chaos, in this place of boisterous winds and waves. Don't lose it. God is walking with you. I promise you he is. It may not seem like it right now because it's so difficult. I don't know who this is for. I don't know who this is for, but I want you to know this morning that he will dry your tears. He will wipe away the tears from your eyes, and he will strengthen you, my God. He will strengthen your hands. He will strengthen your heart. He will strengthen your mind. He will strengthen you when you're weak. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you. We're going to go ahead and go into our overcomer scripture and overcomer's prayer, which is Romans 10 and 9. And we're just going to pray. Romans 10 and 9 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. This morning, I want you to know that no matter where you find yourself in your most difficult and complex place, he is able to do just that. He will save you. He will come in. We used to sing a song. We don't sing songs like this no more. If you have to reach way down, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, Jesus will pick you up. He will reach into the muck and miry clay. He will reach for you. He will reach for you in your sinful place. Only thing you have to do is be willing to release and send your hand of mercy. He will send his hand of mercy to you as you reach up for him. He will reach down and pull you up. And that's what I want you to know this morning. That's what we want you to know this morning, that he'll find you in your most broken place. and he'll fix you. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice on this morning. God, those that are in difficult places, heartaches and pains, places that they don't understand and don't know how or why they're there. But Lord, give them the strength to understand that it is God. You are God and you are God all by yourself. And you can do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask. The only thing they have to do is just trust in you. For it is in you they live. It is in you they breathe. It's in you they have their being. Father, they cannot do it without you. So this morning, Father God, we glorify you. We magnify you, Father. We lift you up. And we pray, God, for those. God, we want to introduce this Romans 10 and 9 for those that are looking to be reconnected with you. They've lost their place. The ones that have never been connected to you before. We want to introduce that scripture, Romans 10 and 9. And now those of you all that are on the side of my voice, you want that connection to God. When I read that scripture, when I say that scripture again, I want you to grab a hold to it and just throw your hands up. Romans 10 and 9 says that they confess with their mouth and they believe in their heart that you died, Father God, and that you were raised from the dead, and they are now saved. They're now in a safe place. Thank you for your safety, Father. Thank you for your saving grace. For it had not been for your saving grace, where would they be? So thank you, Father, for your saving grace, that in your saving grace you have captured them and you have placed them in your loving care. Now, there are those, God, that are under the sound of my voice that has not made that decision. They haven't crossed over. They haven't crossed into it. They haven't walked into it. But, Father, this morning, our prayer, our sincere prayer this morning, God, is that you would give them grace and meet them where they are and fix it for them, Jesus. Fix that situation. Fix their circumstance. Even now, Father God. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. For those of you all that are looking for a church home, for those of you all that are looking to have a relationship with God, listen, we want to give you three keys. Those of you who have walked into that, we want you to know. First off, get you a really good Bible. Secondly, get into you a good church. We are not only the Worldwide Gospel Connection host, we're also the pastors of the Abba House International. We are pastors. Please connect with us there as well. You can go and connect with us on our Abba House page. You can do that through Facebook. We are, again, that is the Abba House. You can connect with us there. And also make sure that that man or woman of God is living what they preach. That's a very important key as well. Listen, those of you all who would like to sow on this morning, you could do so. You could do so by the three methods. We have three methods that you could share on this morning. One of the first methods is our PayPal, and it's paypal.me/worldwidegc. We also have our Cash App, which is $WGC2020. And then there is also the Zelle, which is 832-816-7997. Those means of way of sowing again is Cash App, which is $WGC2020, paypal.me/worldwidegc, and the Zelle is 832-816-7997. You could go into any one of those methods, payment methods, and share your gift of love this morning. Your gift of love, we want you to make sure that you understand your gift of love is designed to put into the broadcast, and as we share into the broadcast and share and we sow into other people and into other lives, into our outreach ministry and things of that nature. Your seed is what we use to help along with our seed. This is how you receive a harvest in a field that you did not plant. Because when you sow into that place, God will take that seed that you sow and create a harvest. This is how you receive a harvest in the field that you did not plant, because he will take that seed and bless that seed. And that person will take that seed and put that seed into another harvest, into another man's field, and continue and so on and so on. That's how you will receive a harvest in the field you did not plant. And you you will receive a harvest in a time that you didn't even sow. Amen. So bless you, those of you all who are sowing, those of you all who want to sow and willing to sow, please make sure you do that. Make sure you take out the time to sow on this morning. Thank you guys so very much. We appreciate you continuing to love on us and support us and to pray with us and to continue to stay with us as we do what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We pray that something that was said or done on this morning that was an encouragement to you, that was a strength to you, that gave you something to say, you know what, man of God, I can go on. Because I realize a lot of times that people get on here and their lives that are depending on the word, their lives that are depending on a shift, a transition, a word of power, a word of hope. And we are just thankful that God would allow us to be able to be that voice for you guys, to give you and let you know, that no matter what you may be experiencing, that all things are working together for your good. God will order your steps. He is a God of order. Realize and understand and know he's a God of order. Just let him do what he does best, and that is be God and be big in your life. So you guys that are listening in, thank you so much. Continue to listen in. Continue to be a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Amen. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day. Continue to listen in and continue to share and like. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. And to just, if you guys just want to share how the broadcast is blessing you. God bless you. Thank you so much. And we love you. You know that. You already know that. That we love you. You guys have a, continue to have a fantastic day as you guys listen in to hear on the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
Some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days.